Huh?
She's talking about home.
Hey.
Hey, nigga. Snapchat, nigga, twisted up real tight. I'm with my motherfucking brother, nigga. They was representing for Trump tight. But we in this motherfucker real tight. Nigga, ain't left. Everything right. Nigga, I'm tight. Nigga, fuck you talking about ball forever, nigga.
Excuses and like 200 or something. I mean, most of y'all niggas love drugs like me. Love me like drugs, bitch, I might be. Yo, love like bomb. Turn on lights, please. Turn off your cool. I mean, I might freeze. I mean, hold on, relax, please. Give me a chance. I was moving too fast. I ain't hear what you said. We was celebrating life and trying to get to the fetty. But me and my two niggas, we like Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Damn.
Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Me and my two niggas be like Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Me and my two niggas be like Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all-new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind. Gang gang.
My little clap. That's good to go.
Yeah. All right, Ola. Let's start it over. Let's do it again.
Okie dokie.
I'm going to kill it. Yeah, I hear you perfectly fine now.
Oh, shit. My headphones aren't even on. Damn, that's some high nigga shit.
Welcome to Lit.
Ain't that some high nigga shit? Damn, that's crazy.
That's a soundbite. Let's keep that.
I was really just sitting here like, do-do-do-do-do. That's crazy. My video.
All right, guys. Welcome back to another dope-ass episode of Lit Like Leash, the only place on the internet that gives you those three best things in life. And since Ola is here, I'll let you know what it is because, you know, maybe you're not familiar with Lit Like Leash. But it is weed, chicks, and vibes. That's what the three best things in life are. She's squinting her eyes like she doesn't believe in that.
Oh, my God, no. I'm squinting my eyes like I really want him to share his food with me.
I know, right? I saw that.
Please?
I
like, and I know you, really I, like, please. Like, could you do that for me?
What is that? It's magical. All right.
I'm so happy right now.
Today, we got our special guest co-host. What is that?
Okay. 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 Thank you so much.
Oh, he blessed us.
Nah, he blessed me. I'm about to give her, like, one, y'all. It's like, nah, I'm playing.
I looked at the camera like, hurt. I'm going to chew on that after I roll, because then I'm going to get garlic all over it. It's not going to smell right.
Okay.
All right, introduce yourself, sweetheart. Who are you?
Oh, my God. Give me, like, 1 second. Like, let me
move that.
I'm like,
you're enjoying. Okay, you know what we'll do? We'll go into the icebreaker while you're eating.
Okay.
All right. So the icebreaker is, tell me, what was your first experience after you finished chewing when you were smoking weed? What was your very first experience, and was it a good high or was it a sucky high? I'm going to find out a better phrase for that, because then I can make that cooler, I think, right?
Okay, well, I'm back.
Back and better.
I am Ola Wumi, and I am a singer-songwriter from Essex County, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And I am really happy to be here. And we'll get into, like, you know, the other cool things that are going on
in Ola's life.
But yeah, that's who I am, and I'm here. Dope. Eating breadsticks, yo.
Dope. We're not gonna say who they're from because y'all not sponsoring us, so fuck y'all.
Word.
Anyway. So tell me, what was your first time smoking, and was it a good high or was it a shitty high? Shitty litty? No, that wasn't it.
My first high, I was 14, and it was like mad of us on the blunt. Like it was mad of us on the blunt.
Because
we was young bulls.
Y'all had no way to get young bulls. Like,
it was so crazy, but.
Who copped it for you?
I was friends with, when I was in high school, I was friends with mad white girls. So I was like,
same.
Mad white girls. And yo, like.
Suburban Ratchet Kid? That's who you were?
I mean, no, I'm from, I mean. I was always trying to get out of like the local scene, you know, like at a young age. Like that came along when I was like 17. But at that point, I was 3 years in. I was a vet, you know what I mean? But. When I was younger, yeah, we were some young, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to be cool and
so
shit.
So, when you went to go to the plug, who said it? Like, who was like, I'm here to get this dime, bro? Where it at? Who got it?
I don't think I found out until I was, like, 16.
You never knew who the plug was?
I mean, like, I wasn't friends with them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I was, like, 14, it was, like, okay, we're getting high at the park. Okay, I know. I remember now. Okay. My best friend's older sister got the weed. She was 3 years older than us.
Okay, so she knew more people at
She was
age.
Getting the weed for uh-huh. us until we were like 16. And then when we were 16, we were old enough to like
let me ask you,
get the weed.
What's let me up? Ask you. Would you judge me if I used the Backwood weed because it had some of the NYC diesel in it?
No.
All right, cool. Because some people be like, yo, that's poor people shit. But we don't do we do that shit sometimes.
No.
All right. So Ola, welcome to Lit Like Leash.
Thank you.
Them know we're in the What's the Strain segment of the podcast where we talk about the strain we're smoking on, what we rolled it in, who rolled, and what else is getting us high right now. So Ola, you let them know.
We are smoking on White Widow.
Edible.
The edible.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded really weird. Wow.
No, the way.
My bad.
I didn't mean to blow on the mic, but yeah.
And we smoked blueberry.
Blueberry. It just said blueberry when I looked at you.
And you said you mixed it with?
With some NYC diesel.
NYC diesel.
And we rolled it in at first. We rolled it in a sweet aromatic backwood. Because, you know, Leash is trying to get off tobacco, guys. You guys have been there. You've been seeing this. But I had to throw it back today because, you know, backwoods are, I don't know, they're all right to me sometimes. You gotta be in the mood for a backwood, I feel like. Okay, so also we're about to smoke. What do you want to smoke out of? The Dutch Master Berry Fusion, or you want to smoke out of the raw paper? Before we get into what's the tea. It's a decision, huh? I'm gonna let you decide while I drink it.
Because
Should
sometimes
I get some more edible?
You have like the bigger piece.
It's really depressing.
I'm greedy. Like, I'm just like a greedy person. Like,
yeah.
That's why I gobble things down so fast. This is a big ass breadstick. It's kind of scary.
That's why I didn't want to. You know, I was gonna go in there and grab that one, but then I was like,
oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even see it.
I'm fat.
Yo, I don't care, yo. Y'all could follow me on Instagram.
Follow me on Snapchat. That's where you get the real shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Snapchat.
What? Mm-mm. Ola.
No.
We need to get a soundboard so I can start doing some of these sounds I want to do. That would definitely be a tire screech moment. Like a hold the presses type situation. Bitch, hey, you over here not, you don't like Snapchat? That's the best. Snapchat's the
no,
best.
I use it for the filters, and then I go post it on
You
Instagram.
Don't use it for the dick pics?
Nah, niggas can send that to my phone.
Oh,
all right.
I feel like that
could
be
a I don't do that. Niggas better not hit me on Snapchat with no shit like that. I swear to God.
Okay, so let's say you grew your fan base, right? You got real rich and famous, and you started, you know, accepting everybody as your friend. What if someone sent you a dick pic? What would you do? Because you just getting into your...
That's happened to me already.
Like, just random spandom? Like,
yeah.
They just sent you a dick pic?
I've had, like... People, like, literally, like, send me dick pics and, like, people who have professed their love for me, like, the paragraphs in my DMs, and I'm just like, yo, like, what the fuck are you doing?
I feel like, what's something that they would call you, like, what's up, beautiful little shot, Sade?
No, I always get the hey, brown, beautiful, like, you know, like,
hey, chocolate.
I'm always some type of dessert. It's crazy.
What's up, my chocolate bunny?
Yeah.
Bullshit. My Hershey's kiss.
My chocolate queen. Oh, queen. You look like you
would. Whenever they see a brown skin chick, that's the first
thing. Yeah. And then God forbid she has a big butt.
Ooh. Come on. Let's not get into that. But anyway, we're going to get into the What's the Tea segment. We're spilling a little bit of tea.
You are hilarious. I swear to God.
Listen. Welcome to Lit Like Leash. This is what we get into.
Oh, my God.
Nothing but shenanigans. But we're going to talk about some shit I saw on Twitter. You know, I that's how I meet most of these artists. I stalk their Twitter. So, shout out to Ola for being nice to me for stalking her off of my Twitters. Make sure y'all follow Lit Like Leash podcast on Twitter.
And follow me, Ola Wumi. OlaWumii.
Yeah, I
that's three eyes.
So when I was making a flyer, I didn't know if I should put three eyes or one eye. So I just said, hell with it. She'll let me know if I spelled it wrong.
Oh, yeah. Usually with
one eye. Okay.
My social media is just with three.
Okay. All right. Cool. But on Twitter the other day, I saw a video floating around, and it was freaking... You remember Joe Rogan? Remember Fear Factor?
Mm-hmm.
You remember how I always thought Joe Rogan was like the shit. Did you not think that? Mm-hmm. I thought he was so cool. Like, even back then, but... Because he was on a show with people making them do shit that they don't want to do. Like, I don't know. Joe Rogan, now he's old. He's crusty. He's not as cool as he was when he was on Fear Factor.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a podcast like me. He got his own podcast. It's hella big. It's just as big as Joe Budden. I don't know if you listen to Joe
Of course.
Budden.
I love Joe Budden's podcast.
Hello. That's what I get.
Joe Budden is... hilarious.
He gets shout out all the time on this podcast, and I never get a hit back.
That
ever.
Nigga is like, honestly,
he's a goat.
Like, he's so funny, and like, I feel like you have to be like, I don't want to say you have to be really smart to understand, but like, you have to be down for the bullshit to really understand that nigga. And like, I'm so with it, you know, because he's really some Jersey nigga. It's hilarious. Like, he really just doesn't give a fuck. Nigga had a wife beater on going off.
Hey.
Sweating and shit.
Hey, yo. The other day, Joe Rogan, on his podcast, he had Elon Musk. I don't know if you know. He's mm-hmm. the, yeah.
Of course.
He's that rich guy. Basically, they were on the show getting lit. Okay, they wanted all the smoke. They mm-hmm. were smoking actual, so they were having a conversation about Tesla stock and stuff. That it got, he, all of a sudden, Joe Rogan, he's a big, avid marijuana advocate, actually. If you never knew, he smokes all the time on his podcast. And I didn't know that until this whole video shit blew up. But he basically brought out a blunt, random smandum, and was like, look, you want some? I'm smoking. And he gave it to
Elon. I watched it.
Yeah, you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So basically, they was getting lit as fuck. And I was sitting here thinking about the fact that that fucked up Tesla stock. That shit dropped almost, like, hella a lot.
Like, really?
It's plummeted because of the fact that he smoked that blunt. Like, that one little puff
really?
Cost him, like, millions of dollars.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
I fucked up.
Did you ever tell me which one you were enrolling in?
Mm-mm. Mm. Let's do the raw. Mm.
All right. So, this is, like, right under the mic. And I could hear me crunching. Okay. So, yeah. I was wondering what you thought about the fact that, like, did you think that was fair? The fact that his stock plummeted just because he took a smoke at a pump. Like, there was that much stigma against the fact that he just smoked that blunt.
That isn't fair. I think that whoever is not fucking with Tesla is corny as fuck. And should mind their own fucking business. There's people out here doing fucking cocaine every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas who are doing fucking Percocets every fucking day. Like, taking a hit of a fucking blunt. A hit of a fucking blunt. Something that's legal where they were at. Like, suck his dick.
And lean at the same time. That always scares me. Like, I really want to know from, like, some of the listeners, like, bro, like, when y'all doing Zans and lean, what goes through y'all mind? Like, is it excitement? Is it a rush that you're gambling with your life? I don't know. I just always think weed is the best thing to go. Like, I don't know.
But also, since on the topic of John Legend, you were singing some of his songs earlier on the live, on your story and shit. Check out the story, guys. But John Legend, he just became the first black man to get EGOT status. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Freaking, he got an Emmy.
He's a legend.
Mm-hmm. He got the Emmy, just for people that don't know. He got an Emmy, a Grammy, which is for singing, an Oscar. I don't know if that was for acting, for singing. And he got a Tony for being in a Broadway production. And there he go. With him, two, he had a picture on social media with two old white men. I was like, look at him go.
No, honestly, that's like amazing.
Two old ass white men with his
congrats.
And he youngest fuck.
Yo, I did not know there were only three bread sticks in here. I thought there was four.
Were there? I don't.
There's really only one left.
I don't really
I'm
want
so
one.
Sorry.
If you want it, you can have it. I'm gonna probably go get some stuff after the podcast is done. To be honest, I want some chicken.
From where?
I really want to go to Chick-fil-A, but it's kind of far. But there's one on the on right before the bridge to get to my house. There's the Chick-fil-A.
Can you hold out?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
I got the brownie too. It's kind of filling me up, but big. I'm gonna have to save some for today because
I'm fat.
Well, I'm gonna
so.
Cop. Well, I'm about to. I'm probably gonna go back to. Shouts out to I forgot to say in the What's the Strain, but shouts out to MedStation, bro. They've been supplying Lit Like Leash for the past couple weeks with the goods. Make sure you guys get a membership with them because they're pretty dope. Yeah. But did you see Drake and Meek Mill on Instagram?
Yes.
Bro, what did you think about that?
First
of all, are you a Drake fan? Because if you're not, you got to get the fuck out.
Okay, so this is half about Drake.
Okay.
Sad Drake changed my life.
Okay.
Like Marvin's Room, Trust Issues, Furthest Thing. You know, I mean, those are two different projects. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Drake has hit.
Mm-hmm.
Drake is and has always been pushing the culture, right?
Yes. For no reason, out of nowhere.
But I miss that Drake.
What's wrong with this Drake?
Because he's not here anymore. He's not here anymore.
Okay, so.
And that's the Drake that I relate to the most.
Hold on.
And that's that.
I'm going to stop you there a lot. I'm going to have to stop you.
No, OR is eating this red stick now.
Gonna have to stop you there.
Nah.
What's wrong with new Drake?
I don't like it. I don't like him. And I didn't really like Scorpion that much either.
The betrayal.
It was alright. It didn't need to be that long. He's just being petty. That's all.
So when it was the Drake and Meek Mill beef, Meek Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When it was the Drake and Meek Mill beef, you weren't Team Drake.
Because
that was during Views. What? I'm sweating like a man. Are you hot?
I'm good. When the beef was going down with Meek Mill and Drake, I think I was kind of just like, at first it was like funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just like fucked up. And I kind of felt bad for Meek Mill.
Yeah. I'm about to have people in my messages like, Leash, for real? You really going to have her on the show? Does she not know about the Three Kings?
No, because look. I'll tell you why. That was like the first like controversy about people not writing their own lyrics.
Yes, that was the first time actually that I did.
And
hear
the fact that
writing.
It started with Drake, it like cut my respect for him in half. Period. Now that it's normal, it's like, all right, cool, but it's still Drake, though. Like, Drake should, I don't know. And then to think that now we're in 2018 and the niggas that were writing songs for him don't even fuck with him. What is that? I mean, I look at people's character before. I mean, it sucks to say that, but it's kind of like, I love Drake. Don't get me wrong. I love Drake. I'm not even sitting here on no hater shit. I love Drake. Like, if I met Drake, I would be on some fan shit. Like, I wouldn't be on no, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I would fuck Drake. Like, I would.
I would marry Drake. I don't know.
I would make it rain on
him. He got
babies.
I don't like baby mama drama. Nobody got time for that now. But yeah, I mean, I like the fact that they reunited though. Okay.
You're your own.
Okay. Y'all can finish that back at home. Whoever's listening, wherever you listening, wherever you smoking, wherever you getting your smoke session lit. Y'all gotta be smokers though. Once again, I repeat, because everybody always asks, you always want me to listen, but you smoke weed. I don't smoke weed. You don't have to smoke weed.
Who don't smoke weed?
Who don't smoke weed? It's 2018. Grow up. But yeah, so you don't have to smoke weed. You could drink. Get lit. I just want you to be lit. You could be lit spiritually. You could be lit personally. You could be. I'm just going on rants too, guys.
I feel like
I don't
Drake
really have a lot of.
Problems. I feel like Drake gets like drunk off of like 3 glasses of wine.
So she's just gonna sit here and disrespect my husband like that. All right, we're going to have to start vetting the people we invite on this show. It's going to be a questionnaire. Because y'all can't be on here on the air disrespecting the one of the 3 kings out here. But it's fine. We're going to keep it going.
All right, I love you, Drake, okay?
before he blocks
I just
this
wish,
podcast.
I just wish you could fucking sing sad songs again, my nigga.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Like, I miss them.
What did you... the edibles hitting. Give me a second. That was hitting. Let's talk about the mysterious case segment for the week. Ola, you know who that was. We talked about it earlier.
Kanye?
No, not Kanye. Our dear friend, our old pal, Nicki Minaj. Mm. Our homegirl. Our homegirl from the way. She stays in our mysterious case segment. She's been in ever since I started recording here at Ripe Studios. Guys, check them out at Ripe Studios. Shameless plug. Ever since I've been recording, she's been in my podcast. Every single week, every single guest I have, she has done some crazy-ish to end up on this podcast.
She's insane.
So, homegirl, as we all know, she had that fight with Cardi B. I'm going to get your take real quick. What you thought about that fight?
Because
I talked about it last week, but I want to hear a female's perspective. Okay. You're the first woman, actually, I've had on the show as well.
That's how I feel about it.
Thanks. This shit's scratching my nose.
All right, here we go. I'm ready.
All right.
I had to make sure I had all 3 of my... 3 bases of my argument,
okay.
To make it solid.
You gotta get your supporting facts and thesis, right. You know? They teach you that in college.
So, for one, like, I'm a grown-ass woman, right? And, like, Cardi B and I think we're the same age. And I do not have kids, but I am, you know, at a point in my life where, you know, if I were to get pregnant, I would have a kid. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that's just, like,
that,
what it
that,
is. So
that age frame, yeah.
Like, so I understand that, like, you know, in the past, Cardi B may or may not have gotten into, you know, verbal altercations on Twitter with people that included her, you know, saying something about their kids or whatever. But the difference is those are not people who... she can meet up with and fight. Like, you feel me? Those are Twitter, like, fans. Like, you know what I mean? Those are Twitter haters. Like, she's not about to... I mean, she has put her address out on some... You feel me? Pull up here. Like, Cardi B really is about that life, but she's not about to do that with every fucking stranger that says some wild shit to her that she gets into some stupid-ass argument with. Like, she's not about to do that. Right? So, pause. I didn't get to my point yet.
All
right. So, I say all that to say... Nicki Minaj is accessible. Bitch, I'm going to see you at this event or this event or this event or this event. And you've been out here talking shit about me. You've been out here talking shit about my fucking professional, like,
aspirations or whatever.
My career fucking goal career. Or, yeah, career, yeah. You've been out here talking about how I look. Uh-huh. I see you in the comments, liking comments. I see you in on Shade Room. You feel me? And now you talking shit about my daughter? Bitch, when I fucking see you, it is on fucking sight. So I felt her on that. I felt her on that. Right. I felt her on that.
All right.
Nicki Minaj is not no Twitter bitch. Bitch, you want to talk shit like I'm not right here? People already know we don't fuck with each other. People already know that. Niggas already know that shit. Yeah. Like, there, you were, like, talking shit about my verse on a song that we were all on, like... You, I already don't fuck with you like that. I already don't fuck with you like that. So watch yourself. I addressed you multiple times, she said. Mm-hmm. I believe Cardi B. I addressed you multiple times in person. Uh-huh. In person. And we see photos of Cardi B addressing Nicki Minaj in person. Yeah. So she's not lying.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know what? Now I don't have my baby. You feel me? My baby's nice and healthy and beautiful. I'm going to beat that ass. So, Cardi B, I feel you, bitch.
All right. So, couple thesis points. Well, here's 3 points. Only thing that I'm ever going to say about this whole situation, because I've heard a lot of podcasts talk about it. I've heard a lot of people on Twitter talk about it. You just talked about it. We talked about it earlier. So, all I got to say is this. One, Nicki Minaj knows she's too damn grown to be doing all this.
Yeah.
First of all, Nicki Minaj is 35 years old.
And how old is Cardi B? 25.
That's number one. Let me say. That's like a 20-year-old sister with a 10-year-old brother.
Are you kidding me?
Going back to their mother and going, oh my God, she's messing with me. My mother would have been like, bitch, she's 10. So why do you keep saying and baiting Cardi B and doing all this extra shit on Twitter, on your radio show? Oh, we're going to get into Queen Radio. Give me a second about that. But why are you baiting when, bitch, you're 35.
Right.
You're finna be, you're Beyonce's age. Right. Beyonce is what, 36? 34? 35? 36? No, 36. 36. Yeah. You're grown. Mm-hmm. If Beyonce hasn't unfollowed Nicki Minaj by now, sis, come on. Do better. Second point. Cardi, you have made it. You made it. You made superstardom. You've made it to the... You came out the hood. You worked hard as fuck. Fuck all your haters. You got there. You made it. You're that poster kid. But what you can't do... It's act like you don't have anything to lose. You've made it. You've got the bag. But now you also have a child. You got a marriage. You've got a multi-million dollar deal. You said yourself on Twitter, you don't take any other events less than 300K. It's done. Don't invite me to your college. I'm not coming. But you're out here and you're throwing shoes at Fashion Week. Now, I'm not to say that that's not Cardi. She's said this shit. She's been about this life. Before she even got, she was on her World Star Hip Hop music video days. She was out there with the squad.
Facts.
So no one's, I'm not saying this isn't Cardi B, because I've thought about it.
Facts.
I'm saying you have stuff to lose.
Right.
So you got to move accordingly. You can't be out here chucking shoes like you're back on the 11th hip hop reunion stage.
Nah, facts.
That's not the best move right now, because if it comes around, somebody could throw a lawsuit. Maybe you cock somebody's assistant. Whoops. Now there goes that $1 million. There goes those legal fees.
Right.
There goes Culture's, I don't know, her future bag. You gotta move accordingly, especially when you hit a certain tax bracket. There's no way. Third. Y'all both in the wrong. Cardi B shouldn't be out here acting the way she does. Nicki Minaj should not be out here acting the way she does. She should not be out here baiting and talking shit about other female rappers, because there's already a stigma with female rappers when in the hip-hop industry already.
No, the thing about it is, like, it's, like, literally, like, when you, like, just sit back and watch what's going on with this, it's kind of repulsive. It's like, yo, Nikki, like, you are literally fucking delusional. Mm. Like, literally. Like, if your whole entire brand has been, like, rooted in, like, not being, like, being about women and, like, empowering women and being a bad bitch and empowering women to be bad bitches, then, like, how can you be so anti-women at the same time? Like, so openly and so obviously. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not fooling anybody. Like, we're not fucking retarded. This is not 2013. Where, like, the internet is new to us and, like, we don't have, like, all this fucking access to the things that you do on the low. You're petty, my nigga. You're petty.
Exactly.
You're petty. So, like, honestly, on some shit, like, I'm a Cardi B-ass bitch. Like, I'm keeping it real. Like, yo, I'll keep it as cool as you want to keep it. But what you're not going to do is talk shit about what's mine. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do that. Like, I tell motherfuckers why the verse on whatever that song was wasn't on there. You feel me? I, you know, hang around my nigga and his crew. Cool. You feel me?
Oh, sorry.
We're from the same state. We're both from New York. It's not, and that's like the other thing. It's like, it's not even like they're from different places. They're from the same place. You feel me?
Couple streets apart.
It's like
couple numbered streets. My thing is, though, my actual third point, now I remember where I was getting to. Cardi, do better. Not just in the instance with Nicki Minaj, but also with other instances that you've most likely heard of since you're a Barty gang.
I'm not Barty gay.
Well, you just said you were Cardi.
When I said I'm a Cardi speech, I mean, like, I would go to an event, I don't give a fuck where we at, I'm popping off. I don't mean that I'm a, like, I'm on that wave, too.
All right.
No. Let me not say that.
Okay, so you're neutral, then.
Yeah.
You're neutral in the situation.
Because I'm not going to go to, like, somewhere that's fat. Fashion Week, you know, mm-hmm. I'm trying to stunt. So I'm not going to be in the attire for that type of shit. You feel me? Like,
somebody said on Twitter that Fashion Week was where mostly there's cokeheads. They don't have the expensive.
No, but if we're taking pictures, girl, I don't care about what's going on at the event. I'm just trying to step out and take pics.
Okay, so that's what.
So
it is.
And that's pretty much what everybody was out for.
Mm, exactly, that's what I'm saying. For the image, to see what everyone else is wearing.
Yeah, like, ooh, this is what I have on. Look, yeah. I'm stunting.
But I say Cardi do better only because
here you go.
You gotta leave Offset alone, sweetheart. I'm sorry. You can't be out here fighting bitches over him. You can't be out here always on
the
ground.
She was fighting bitches over Offset?
You didn't hear.
I'm listening.
I always come with the tea. Listen.
The tea, like,
It was like a couple weeks ago, though, but the girl is suing the club, though, that worked there. She's suing the club because she got the paws put on her. And she was like, y'all didn't stop Cardi and her gang from hitting me.
Okay.
I just imagine that's what a bird sound like.
Okay.
But she...
that was hilarious. But that was good.
So basically, Cardi B was there at an event or something, an after-party event or something, and it was at this strip club, and one of the bottle girls, because, you know, that's a thing, one of the bottle girls, she realized was the same bitch that was talking to Offset, or she realized that that's who Offset's been cheating with, or flinging, mistress, I don't know. She realized. So then, I guess, her friend actually made a live, late, like, this week, actually. She was like, the bitch winked at Cardi, and she blew a kiss at Cardi, and let me try to do my New York accent.
I'm just, like, appalled. I'm appalled by, like, your, like, whatever.
But she was deep. I can't do. I don't have.
No, I think I remember. I remember she had the the activewear on.
Yes.
The gray and pink activewear.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like, she just came from the gym.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
she
yeah.
Out.
She was sexy.
She was all right. I was sitting there like,
Nah, honestly, I was just gassing.
I just was sweating it out, so I don't know if I really saw too much after that. I just kind of listened after that.
I wasn't really listening to what she was talking about. Her accent was kind of making me mad.
I'm about to tell you. I was sitting next to Cordy, and this bitch, she sat there and she winked. She winked at Cordy, and then she blew a kiss at Cordy, and I was like, bitch, you're not going to disrespect my friend. I don't know how they say friends. But yeah, so she was like, you're not going to disrespect us. So I got up and I went over there and I bopped her or something like that. Something to that effect.
Cardi,
I guess, came rain up after that. And I'm like, Cardi, you could have chilled at the side. They was fighting in battles.
That's what's up. Like, I feel, that's what's up.
Okay.
We gotta go?
Oh, no. It was kind of far. Is that better? but yeah, you know.
Wow, I'm so happy right now.
For real?
Yeah, yo.
You not here with the Uber Eats? No, I'm not. Not
mine. No, I'm actually on Groupon.
I'm redacting that. Can we do a minute mark, please? They are not sponsoring us. They are not getting airtime. Something else I wanted to talk about was Kanye West. During Fashion Week, he was our other mysterious case. He had a reporter kicked out for asking him about the Kim Kardashian's comment to Tyson, what the hell is his name? Beckford, something model. He's a model, but he's bisexual, I think. And she made a comment on her Instagram and was like, sis, people said it was a derogatory homophobic slur calling him sis. And so the reporter asked him about it and he got her kicked out of the Fashion Week party. Because he said, how dare you disrespect me?
Wait,
with that
okay,
question.
I was like so distracted by this food. Okay.
He was like, so basically, Kim Kardashian came at Tyson Beckford, that's his name. Came at Tyson Beckford on Instagram after he was like, sis, you look fake, or something like that. Like that, something about her body.
He commented on her body?
Yeah. It was like, I don't know, this just isn't for me. But he said it in a nice way. I think it was a polite way. He was like, this just isn't for me. She's beautiful, but it's not my type. It's not for me. I like all real. She commented and she's like, sis, I already know why it's not for you. And so with the fingernail emoji. And so people said that was a derogatory slur, the way she called him sis. And it was like rude the way she came at him. And so I think he blocked her after that. I'm not sure. He made a video, I think. It wasn't a shade room. But basically a reporter came to Fashion Week, saw Kanye, and was like, Kanye, listen. It was a white girl, though, so I don't know. She talked like that. She's like, so I wanted to ask you about the comment that Kim Kardashian, what's your take on that? And he said, how dare you ask me such a, it was a video. He said, how dare you ask me such a disrespectful question? And then he had one of the people escort, he said, she needs to be escorted out of here. If she's here, I'm leaving. And then he got her kicked out of the party. Cameraman. And so I thought that was fucking hilarious. This man...
Yo, I did hear about that. I was looking at what you sent me about the him not really doing the class.
Oh, The other mysterious case. So Kanye has been in the interviews lately. You know, he's been on, whatchamacallit, what was I talking about? Oh, Kanye West has been in the interviews lately. Talking about the good that he's doing for Chicago, really trying to get his black card back and shit. And he told somebody, a recent reporter, that he is currently teaching a class at the Chicago Art School in downtown Chicago Art School in downtown Chicago. And giving back to the community. Well, he fucking lied. The art school actually made a whole fucking release and said, he does not work here. He does not have any, he's not a professor here. Kim Kardashian does not work here. She does not have a professor here. And I don't know what he's talking about. And so it came out and I was looking at that story and I was so fucking confused. So to really get your black card back, you out here wilding on your name in your own hometown. Come on.
Yeah, no. Kanye is just having a difficult time.
The Kanye moment.
Like, he's just been having a difficult time for a really long time. Like, his difficult time has lasted longer than a lot of other difficult times for people.
Yeah.
And I really kind of reserve, you know, any, you know, politically incorrect opinions about him, but, you know, I just feel like, damn, I just feel like he really had no business marrying Kim. Like, I feel like,
honestly,
his
Joanne the Scammer voice, honestly. Honestly, like Joanne the Scammer.
Oh my god. Stop.
Honestly.
No, but seriously though, like, cause like, we all knew he was already on a decline, and that was kind of just like the cherry on top.
Hello.
Like, that was just kind of like, all right, yep, we've lost him. Like, that's it. Like,
I knew who
they were on some, they were, like, don't y'all remember when, like, they posted that first picture together?
Who? Kim and
Kanye. Yeah, Kim and Kanye.
I was so fucking confused.
I was like, nah, bro.
I said, we really out here getting the bag, huh?
Nah.
We out here trying to secure the bag. Because that's when the TV show was hot. Like, even I watched a couple episodes
back. I just feel like Kanye is a deranged Gemini who is foolishly trying to live a lifestyle, like, parallel to Beyonce and Jay-Z, but in like an eccentric way. So
he's like the Jim Carrey of hip hop.
He's just like a fucking idiot. I don't know.
But Jim Carrey got better though. I don't know. He started taking meds.
Yeah, and Kanye used to be on his meds. Like,
mental health is so fucking important.
Oh, bro, I'm get telling
your mental
you,
health
man.
Right.
I'm telling you, bro.
Meditate. Smoke weed. Talk to a therapist.
Sometimes that shit doesn't work, though.
What, smoking weed?
Everything you just named. Like, you could do all those things, and, like, sometimes that shit doesn't work.
So what do you do?
I do all those things you just named. I smoke. I meditate. I take walks. I cook a lot. I bake. You know, that shit is mad therapeutic. Yeah. I do, like, I like to really focus on skincare, and I write music, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
You put your feelings into your music?
Yeah, all the time.
Is that a huge part of songwriting to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Like, there are songs that I've written that, like, I have a really hard time listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's about
Your art is your diary. Is that what you're saying?
It's about things and people that I have already, like, gotten over. So when you've, like, gotten over someone, and then you gotta, like, hear a song you wrote about them when you were, like, at your lowest about them.
Yeah.
It's, like, really fucking draining.
Mm. Let me ask you a personal question.
Sure.
I'm gonna get off the topic really quick, off the subject, because... Why, thank you, my kind sir. Yeah. Personal question, but it's going to be weird and going to be really random, and I'm going to try to throw you off, but because I want to get off, I want to make you a little more lighter. Circumcised or uncircumcised?
Did you see me talk about this on Twitter?
Bingo!
Okay. Damn, you told me to talk about the damn. That's bad.
And this is why we can't go on YouTube, guys, because YouTube will not give me money for these.
Yeah, I really don't even mean to, like, be so inappropriate on Twitter, but it's the way to be.
That's
terrible that you picked that up. That's, like, terrible that's, like...
I peep everything.
Damn, yo. I think I deleted that shit. It was so inappropriate. Oh, my God. I was, like, really on some angry shit. I was being bitter that day.
So, like I said...
I have my days where I'm just being bitter. Okay, so... All right,
or
I prefer. Okay. All right. I like to give head, okay. So I prefer for him to not. To be circumcised.
Yes.
To be circumcised.
So you don't like when it's.
I don't like all that stuff.
Well, I mean, hey, what if it's the right build?
But. Some of the best dick I ever got in my life came from uncircumcised dick.
Was it the length or was it just the way they put the motion in the ocean?
It's just everything.
me the prayer. Tell me the prayer.
Hey, yo. Oh, shit, yo. She got me out here in my bag. That's crazy. But no, I mean, like, on some real shit, like, yo, it's,
I'm not gonna grind for this one, guys.
Because honestly, I'm gonna keep it real.
Okay.
Like, that uncircumcised shit is really like a West Indian thing.
Not even.
I mean, for me, right?
Okay.
And I feel like, I don't know, like, you know, we joke about it on Twitter. I joke about it on Twitter, but everybody know you got to stay away from the West Indian niggas. You know that. Yo, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that, right? But look, but peep. So, like, for me, that's been my experience. I can't recall meeting, like, an African-American guy
with an uncircumcised penis.
Yeah, personally, right?
I've never seen it. But I'm going to be
personally.
Unless they came from, like, they immigrated here from Africa, like a country in Africa.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm saying, like,
American born. Yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they snip you right at the hospital.
Yeah.
You don't get the chance. So, it's not like other countries.
I think that West Indian niggas just have a different rhythm.
But, okay, so here's my thing.
Rhythm.
I've been very avid in the past on
they
the,
just
like,
be
leash.
All up in it. Okay.
Go ahead. I've been very avid in the past on Lit Like Leash. Since I don't really have a lot of topics this week, guys, we actually talked about most of my topics. I'm going to save that one for last because we got how much? We'll figure it out. But we're going to talk about some weird shit, but past Lit Like Leash shit. But in the past, I've said I have, if I would say my past history when it comes to like sex and stuff, I would nickname it the Napoleon. You know, like the ice cream with the different flavors? I would nickname it that phase. Because I've seen it all. I've saw it all. So I always have had these questions that I ask my girlfriends, and this is how my smoke sessions usually go. I don't know about you.
No.
But
I love
like,
talking
I,
about this stuff.
Listen, I've seen that. I don't know if I should say it. Never mind.
Just say it, please.
I was going to say it because I know I'm about to get a look. But I've seen that Arabic men, you know, they've been packing.
Yeah.
In my past encounters, I'm sweating like a pig in here, and you're beautiful. I'm mad.
Like, yo, can I keep it real with you though?
Keep it real.
I'm gonna keep it real with you.
Mm-hmm.
I have never dealt with an Arabic man, but
you get good food.
They are fine. They are fine. And I've never been against it.
But what about the
Hispanic? I just never
man?
Had
pause,
one
pause, pause, pause.
Really approach
of,
me.
We're giving a lot of
I've had Afro-Hispanic men. I've had Afro-Hispanic men.
Okay. What do you mean Afro-Hispanic?
Dominican. But like I don't really fuck with white boys. Like that.
You've never?
I'm good.
You don't like the pink?
I'm good. I'm good off the pink.
You like it to be toasted.
A little baked, you feel me? Like slightly.
I just like seeing their faces.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, yeah, like,
yeah,
I'm good
like
off
a
that.
Pig. Like,
I went.
I turn off the light.
I'm chilling.
I'm hot as fuck. You
what
are
you gotta
chilling,
do, bruh.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm outside, I was sweating outside.
That's what I'm saying. I guess, I don't know. I always sweat in here, though. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Maybe because I talk about some wild shit.
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about?
No, I was talking about how I went on like a couple of dates. Okay, so this is like during my Tinder days, right?
Oh,
I was on some heartbroken shit. So I was
on
Tinder.
We've all been on our dating.
But I wasn't on no. I wasn't fucking niggas off. You can't be fucking niggas off Tinder. Like you bugging. I was just making niggas take me on dates. That was really it.
Really?
Yeah. What the fuck?
You met niggas that just took you on dates and dinner.
Absolutely. I'm a beautiful woman. They're not.
I mean,
gonna,
yeah.
They're not gonna say no to me. Not on no take me on a fucking romantic date. But like, yo, if you want to meet me somewhere. Let me pick the place. We're going to go there, and you're going to pay for it.
So you tell them, you're going to pay for it.
No, I don't tell them that. That's what I'm thinking in my head. But, like, that's what ends up happening.
All right.
I mean, like, that sounds crazy.
So when you go
that
out,
sounds
okay,
so crazy. I mean, I never went. I never, like, I never met someone off Tinder and fucked them. And like before it got weird, I used to really be on Tinder. So I never utilized Tinder in that way.
Okay.
So every time I went, if I did match with someone on Tinder, I would talk to them for a few weeks.
Okay.
Sometimes it would lead to FaceTime. And then we would meet for a
you're
date.
You're one of those good, wholesomely.
Yeah, what the fuck? So absolutely, they're going to. So when I'm saying, I'm trying to make it sound like rugged by saying, oh yeah, I make them take me out on dates. But nah, really, like, that's what else are we going to do? Like, we're not going to go out. They're not going to be like, all right, you pay for it. Like, we've been talking for weeks. Like.
Okay, so there's already an understanding yeah, at that point.
Yeah.
All right, dating Ola 101. Get your notes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess when I think dating app, I think, is there a way to not fuck? Like, is there a way to not initiate? Like, I don't know. So you can go on a date. Let me just say, you can go on a date. It's a great vibe. Feeling each other. The mood's right. What are you doing after that? You going home?
You're funny as hell.
You going home?
We're probably going to a bar. You're funny as hell, though. You going home? You funny as hell. Yo.
I ain't going home.
No, I feel like you funny as hell, son. I'm out. But no. I mean, like.
I can't.
I mean, like.
I'm out.
We'll probably go to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little bit of drinks.
If I'm
on the date with him, like. I don't mind if we go home and fuck after the date.
Okay.
Because we've been talking for some time. Because I'm a flaky ass bitch. Like, we can make plans and, like, I will dead flake on you. Like,
I don't know if I'm going. I'm that. Okay, so people always get mad at me because I'm that.
Damn, I feel like I'm really exposing myself right now. I feel really bad.
Welcome to fucking lit, like,
that's
bleach.
Crazy. I mean, guys, I'm not really like that. Like, I'm not really like, I don't mean to be savage like that, but I don't even, it's just like, yo.
Don't apologize. We don't, never
honestly,
apologize.
Honestly, it's just like,
don't apologize.
I'm not young anymore.
Okay.
So,
you
I'm not.
Grown.
I'm grown. I'm not young anymore. I'm not on no like, oh yeah, he thinks I'm pretty. Like, nigga, what do you want from me?
What that
nigga?
Mouth do? That's what she said.
No. If you try to, you funny as hell. If you try to really like,
she said I'm grown.
If you trying to really fuck with me, you gotta get to know me. Like,
okay,
you're not about to be on no. Oh, like, you gotta listen and pay attention to everything I'm saying to you because I'm not gonna say it again.
Ooh.
So like. By the time we get to that.
Okay. Talk to him. You told him, talk to me nice.
Oh, shit.
I'm not about that bullshit. Okay. The New York jumped down.
Oh, my God, yo. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You got me off the edible.
Oh, my God. Shit. Oh, my God.
Now you got wild leash. Welcome.
Yo, you funny as hell, son. But that's really how I feel. That's really my energy. Like I'm not. So if we're on a date, if we're going out on a date, like if it's my first time meeting you, mm-hmm. like if we haven't FaceTimed. Okay, that's what I said. Sometimes at least a FaceTime. Sometimes it
that
doesn't.
Suffices.
So
okay, no,
if
I
haven't,
have a FaceTime if
yeah,
I'm about to go out on a date with
no,
you.
Right.
I need to know
right.
who my future serial killer.
But
is.
No, I
sometimes. You gotta be sure.
No, I feel you. But sometimes you don't have to FaceTime and you can follow them on Instagram. So that's
they
what I'm saying. But
notes.
Sometimes niggas don't have Instagram.
They lie.
That's why
everybody
you have
got
to
Instagram.
No. I'm gonna keep it real. Like, I'm not just talking about Tinder. I'm talking about
like,
even niggas you meet in real life.
So
you feel me?
So you
what?
Me
just because I met you once? Just because I met you once and we're going on a date the next time, that means I'm about to fuck? No.
You don't be having an urge?
Of course.
Ola.
Of course.
She said, of course. Okay, good. I'm about to say, come on.
Look, I'm not trying to say I'm fucking squeaky. I'm fucking angel or anything.
Ooh.
Feel me? I'm just saying, like, 25-year-old me.
I'm too grown.
25-year-old me. Niggas is grown out here. The fuck?
I'm trying to play y'all games.
Like, I'm in my grown body right now. Like,
you still go through
niggas
that
ain't
talking,
stopping me.
You go through the talking phase, or you call it something differently at your age?
The talking phase? You said at my age. What the fuck are you talking about? How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay.
We're not that much older than me. I'm not. No, I was joking.
I'm 25. I mean, I'm going to be 26 in January, so I'm grown.
Okay, you grown.
But like...
You lived in the 90s. I get you.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
come at me. I get you.
But nah, I mean, I'm blessed to be here. Like... No, but honestly, I didn't start feeling old until, like, I went to the studio one time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to the studio one time, right?
Tell me. Let me know.
And I was in there, and it was, like a booth studio. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, a small booth, and there's, like, a big-ass control room. With a big-ass control room, like, a couch and shit.
All right.
And, like, another room attached
to it.
It
was a good aesthetic.
A nice place. So... Yeah. In the room attached to it, there were, like, a whole bunch of, like, 22-year-olds, 21-year-olds in there. And the door was closed. But I knew one of the niggas that was in there. Like, we're cool on Twitter. He's cool with my younger sister. Like, he's, like, 22. He's very cute. Like, okay. He's going to be a very... Was he's a cutie. He's a cutie. We not about to... You feel me? We not about to do that right
okay,
now.
Okay, we're because
my sister is definitely going to listen to this. But, nah, so... Nah, when he see me the first time, he say hi to me, gave me a hug, whatever, he went into the other room. So I'm really hard on myself in the studio. Like, I can't wait to start recording here so you can like see.
Isn't this just a great spot?
Yeah, it is. The room is what's getting me emotional. I'm not even gonna lie, like you have no idea. No, real talk, like you have no idea, like. We could talk about it, but like I think we did talk about it. We could talk about it some more. Cause
we could talk about it some
it's
more.
It's really crazy. You have no idea like how I feel being in here. Like it's so crazy.
It's a vibe.
But so yeah, I was being really hard on myself, and I was like doing my takes over and over and over. And I'm at this point, I'm like drunk. You feel me? At this point, I'm drunk. I'm like I have this big ass bottle of wine in the studio with me, like just chugging, right? Like a fucking alcoholic. So I'm not an alcoholic. Cause I really don't even drink that much. Mm-hmm. I'm a studio alcoholic. So, like, I'd be in a studio with a bottle of wine by myself.
We got new terminology
chugging.
Out here.
Yeah,
I'm
going like,
to have to get
chugging.
A dictionary.
I got to be in my bag.
Everybody keeps introducing me to new phrasing.
I got to be in my bag. So, I come out the booth, and it's all these little-ass kids. And they're like, oh, my God, that was so beautiful. One nigga's like, yo, I feel like I was at home. I feel like I was home.
Listening to grandma.
I'm like, wow. That's how you guys feel? They're like, yeah, that was so beautiful. Like, you're so beautiful. Like, yeah, you're so great.
But then you were thinking, like, damn, they young, though.
I was like, yo, like, so before they left and shit, I was like, yeah, like, how do I... Someone said something, like...
I thought you were at least 23. I didn't know you were 20.
Niggas, I was like, how do I look? And niggas was like, 25. I was like, damn. Like, what the fuck? Like,
wow.
Shit. Like,
it was a bad day. That's all. You just... It was
I felt
a
I looked,
day.
I felt nah. I had just beat my face to be there because I was like, I always beat my face to go to the studio because I...
You never know if you got to
take
pictures.
Pics, so, like, I wasn't in there on no crazy shit. But they were like, nah, you just, like, sound older. I was like, oh, yeah, cool.
You're
I understand.
Very mature, yeah.
But I met people, like, a few days later who were like, oh, my God, you look like you're like, 22. I'm like, really?
That's
okay, cool.
You look like 23. I thought you were, like, my brethren.
That's good. I still got it.
Let them know.
I still got it. But I'm not going to be fucking on little kids, though. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I heard, Ola? Let me tell you
that's
about
just
dating
too much
in the 21st century. Let me tell you about dating in 2K18. Someone told me there's a pre-date phase. Where you invite the girl over, and this is so you can figure out if you want to spend money on her on an actual date. You invite her over, and you have conversation. I don't know if they heard me rolling my eyes. Conversation. And then from that conversation, you can gauge if you want to take her on an actual date. And it's called pre-dating, and it was a whole trend. Like, it was trending on Twitter one day. And then I asked somebody
about it. Yeah, I heard
about
that.
I asked somebody about it, and I was like...
I heard about that.
This is a thing. Niggas in 2K18 are pre-dating. Mm-hmm. You got to have a qualifier to get this fucking steak bill. To get the large menu.
I wish a nigga would.
That's what I said. I said,
I wish a nigga would be on some shit like that. Like, oh, I gotta predate you. Nigga, I'll slap the shit out of you.
If somebody told me...
Don't waste my time. What are you doing? Don't waste my time.
Come over. And I'm gonna be like, why, to Netflix and chill? No, we're gonna have our predate.
No, there's no such thing as that. Nigga, let me know when you're trying to take me out.
Let me know when you grow the fuck up.
You can't be wasting your time with these niggas, yo. Because they'll really waste your entire time.
Listen, I don't know.
And nobody got time for that shit.
It's a few groans. It's a few groans.
Like, we don't got time for that shit.
You gotta find them. Where that prayer at? Ask Sierra, because she...
Yo.
Sierra got a prayer.
Honestly.
She has some type of prayer. Cause she
Russell like, Wilson.
He corny, but he a good corny.
I know this nigga is slanging the crazy pipe, bruh.
Can I tell you something?
I know he is slanging the crazy pipe.
Can I tell you something?
He gotta be.
He had on his gray sweatpants gotta be. One day.
Cause look.
And can I tell you I zoomed in
Cause look. Wanna hear why?
Okay.
Future is the classic fuck nigga.
And but he's
fuck,
the Don.
Wait.
He's the fuck Don niggas, of fuck niggas.
Fuck niggas have the best dick. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's always that nigga
and
that
it's always the ones that
lives by those shitty principles mm-hmm. that has the craziest dick. And it's like, yo, I hate this nigga,
and
but
you
I
get
love
attached
you,
to
right?
the dick. It's not even his personality. You. Like, you love the dick.
Right? But you really hate that nigga.
But you hate that nigga.
But if a nigga like Russell Wilson can come through and be like, oh,
and put
you was with Future?
You?
Oh, I
bet.
You know that nigga is bussing her shit down.
Daily.
And Sierra's a freak.
You can tell by the way she be
yo
twerking in the videos.
Body, wait, what is it? Body Party, right?
I don't remember. Oh, yes, Body Party. No, even when she did that song, Like a Boy, is that
she's
that song?
She's a dancer.
That video?
And she whines on the dick.
Her back is just, it's flexible. What spine?
Sierra's a great dancer, which means she knows how to fuck. Like, I tweeted about that. I know Sierra got
you know
the
she
web.
Got good pussy because she's supportive. Supportive bitches always got good pussy.
Yeah, she got great
the
box.
Ride or die's always got good pussy.
Okay, so.
Niggas in jail always get good bitches because they always got good pussy.
I feel back to what the point was. Russell Wilson is that nigga.
Yeah. So she got a prayer somewhere.
Yeah.
She ain't trying to let us in on it until, like, you know, her kids get grown and she gonna listen with the prayer. Till then, I'm staying tuned, Sierra. If you're listening, she don't even know who the fuck I am. What else was I going to talk about?
I'm
you're from
so
New York.
High, bro. I don't even tell my back.
Let me know if you want
to
tap out. I
but
mean,
my
I
leg
haven't
was
met
like
my
asleep.
Match yet. So
yeah, let me turn this way.
If you could out smoke Leash, there
nah,
might be a
bro.
Prize for you.
My leg is like falling asleep.
How about soon. You know what? I'm gonna do it. Like I'm gonna do it right now, and I'm gonna make a post. I'm gonna put a post on the Instagram and the Twitter.
Oh my god!
If you could out smoke me, I'm gonna give you a half. And 4 edibles just for out smoking me for free.
Yeah, I'm already fried, right?
I'm not giving you money. I need money. Fuck that. I can get half for the low, so that's why I'll give you half and some edibles. So let me know, because if you need to tap out, I'll just finish the blunt. Don't worry.
Okay.
He's going to say it. He's going to talk to me like I can hear him. I can hear him, though, actually.
I'm so fried, son.
Okay, yeah. All right, yep. So, before we go, I just want to talk about Cynthia Nixon. Have you seen Sex and the City? Remember the redhead?
Yeah.
She's actually running for governor
of
New York.
Yeah.
So,
she's
vote for her, and
win.
She's voting to legalize marijuana in all of New York State.
That's what's up, yo.
And she's from fucking Sex and the City, and she's a lesbian.
Yo.
Hello, LGBT.
Vote for her.
And she's Democrat.
Vote for her.
So, you know,
vote
let's
for
get
her.
Her out there.
Vote for her. Vote for her.
Yes.
Vote for her.
Protect her.
Protect her at all costs.
But yes. So we're going to wrap it up. You want to introduce the Lady Track of the Week since it's going to be off your new upcoming
album.
Project.
Yeah. So this song is titled My Fault. And it is the first single off of my upcoming debut album, Moody. Which should be dropping, I can't say, but it's coming. Okay, guys, and it's gonna be really fun and cool.
She's playing us like Rihanna right now, but it's fine. We don't.
Yo, Rihanna is beautiful, by the way. Let's talk
Rihanna
about it for
is
a second.
Clean.
Like, I would do anything for her.
We can talk about Rihanna real quick. She's queen. She's
and her
gorgeous.
Titties are so
perfect. Body perfect.
And she's dating an Arabic man.
Yeah, yo. Because they're the wave. They're the wave. I'm about to, yo, I'm saying.
Listen.
All
right, let's end it. We'll talk about this after. Woo. Let me listen to your stuff after this. But yeah, check out Moody, guys. And we're going to break. You know, thank you for staying tuned with your girl, Leash, and the gang. Welcome to the gang, Ola.
Yo, it's a pleasure to be here.
You were part of the gang. Now you could come to any episode and just met.
Lit.
Ask the rest of them. They know. Lit. But let me know if you want to be on the show. Hit me up in my DM. Hit me up in my email. Also, I want to say a quick rant before we go into the Lady Track of the Week. Get y'all a business email. Get you a business email. Okay, Ola, you got a business email.
Yes.
Get you a business email. No one's going, y'all want to be out here, y'all want to get record contracts, right? Y'all want to get contracts, y'all want to get out there, y'all want to be big. No one's going to hit you up in your DMs to get that label, bro. Get you a business email. Okay, so that's it. Remember to keep those blunts lit and keep that goddamn mind sparked while I finish this backwood. And toodles. I want to say bye.
Oh, bye, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm so fried. Like, I'm like so out of it.
Lit like Leash way.
Yeah, for real. Like, she really, like, got niggas so high. So y'all should, like, really, like, hit her up and, like, come through and, like, talk to her.
And it's she's free. Cool. She's Get at cool. me. I pay for your high.
Nah, for real. Like, for real. I'm about to go home and go to sleep. Good night, everybody.
Enough. Took too long, I just couldn't keep up.